Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Fran Sales, Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here today with Mike Laverick, a VMware expert, to talk about storage performance analysis in a VMware environment. Hi, Mike, and thanks for speaking with me today.
Well, thanks very much for having me on the show.
No problem. All right, to start, how is storage performance analysis handled in a VMware environment?
Well, the first thing to remember is that where the I/O is being created is inside the virtual machine, and therefore where the analysis and the data collection has to start is with the ESX host, the hypervisor, if you like, because that's where the I/O is being generated. But it doesn't stay on ESX host. It then reports its data to Virtual Center, assuming that the customer has that. And then Virtual Center then starts to manipulate that data in SQL over a period of time. So it will take the data that is recorded almost on a kind of second-by-second basis, but roll that up into a five-minute, an hour, daily, weekly, monthly, even yearly. So you've got a view of your performance data over a longer period of time. The important thing if you want that information, this is that the SQL agent on the SQL server, which is the backend database to Virtual Center, must be running. Otherwise, it can't run the job that would then roll up the statistics. And generally, the information that you get is very detailed. The only thing I would say is that historically, there's always been a kind of lack of data around NFS and the performance that we get from NFS data stores. And to a degree, that persists even to this day, even though NFS has become increasingly popular.